I had the privilege of doing this 2 years ago, actually, when they pulled out that ugly red, actually nice red blazer, candy cane pants. So, yeah, I got you for this performance. I can tell you about getting sick at the VSO during the holiday spectacular because I ate bouillabaisse at Marie Petite Louis Bistro, whatever, something. Not the real good place, the place on Charles Street. And last year, I guess, like 2 years ago, I told the story about my daughter buying a Christmas tree and paying for it the day after Christmas. But this goes back to 1978. I don't think your parents were having sex yet, by the way. Okay. I guess it was 78. 77. Where are you?
Raise your hand, Lord. You out there? Okay.
I go to my girlfriend's house, my second serious girlfriend. My first serious girlfriend, she didn't know I really had a crush on her. She was October of 1974, and it's October. And so I went to my first, I know, it took a little while, you got it. You liked it too? And so I went to my wife's house for Christmas Eve dinner. Now, my wife comes from a big Polish family. And at the time, we were Catholic, and at the time, you no longer had to eat fish on Christmas. Well, my mother-in-law was a traditionalist, and so the kielbasa was there, and the gwumki were there, and the fish were there, and they were wonderful. And my sister-in-law is disdained fish, so they didn't eat anything. My mother-in-law prepared this meal for like 5 hours, and they're away from the table like in 22 minutes. I'm sitting there, they're eating dessert, I'm eating dinner. And the next day, my wife comes to my Italian family. We push in at 3 o'clock, and we push out at 9:30. But that's not what I'm here to tell you about. So it's December of 1978. It's Christmas Eve. I'm at my wife over at my house. I lived in Jersey. She lived in Connecticut. For Christmas, it was the night of Christmas Day. And I was going to ask her the big question. Everybody's in bed, fireplace is roaring, my wife comes down in this lovely black nightgown. And I proceed to say to her, Lori, I've got to ask you. And she says, not now. Thank you so much for the empathy and sympathy. Okay. It wasn't quite that way. So she said no. I was devastated. Meanwhile, it goes out of my brain. We'll cross off the list of things. Ask the girl to marry you. Cross that one off. I'm about to go to school. And it dawned back to school. And it dawns on me. I haven't asked her to marry me yet. So we're across the street from Annie's Firehouse Soup Kitchen in New Haven. I said, do you want to get married? She said yes. The next day, we're walking up Chapel Street. It's snowing. I got to get an engagement ring. I don't have a dime in my pocket. We go to the Group W bench. Believe it or not, that was the name of the place. And she picked out a ring. It was called an Alaskan diamond. She puts it on her finger. It doesn't fit. The guy puts it on the ring sizer. And I kid you not. Oh, it was snowing that day. It was like great. Puts it on the ring. Goes bam, 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 like he's a stinking elf banging out a toy. Takes it off, gives it to me. I put it on her finger. We're married 35 years. Thank you.